Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We last interviewed our next guest a few years ago, not long after he had launched his electronics recycling business. Your city or county may also offer electronics recycling. So how is the private sector of that industry doing now? Alan Peltzman is founder of Allen Recycling. He joins us by phone now from his office in West Columbia, South Carolina. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike.
So tell us what has been happening in your industry since the last time we talked.
In the industry itself, it's actually growing quite a bit. Fortunately, over the last 5 years, what's happened is the whole world's become more aware of the need for electronic recycling, and there's been a lot of growth in the industry. We've actually, again, made it for 5 years. We had our fifth anniversary in March, and we're actually up to 10 employees at this point. So we're doing pretty well, and there's actually been some growth in the industry in South Carolina as well, which is good news.
How about, you know, these cities and counties that offer electronics recycling, would they be considered competitors of yours, or do you go to them and then pick up those items?
In my case, I guess you'd call them competitors. The very little electronics are actually recycled. When I first started the business, the statistic was 14%. So the more quality companies and the more quality opportunities there are for people to recycle electronics, really the better it is for the entire industry and the whole world. The counties, what they do is they collect stuff, and they actually end up dealing typically with out-of-state companies that are larger than me. They typically end up having to pay the larger companies to recycle. Well, the advantage that I provide to my customers is that I don't charge to collect the stuff. So we're sort of competitors, but not really. So
walk us through what happens to these electronics when they come into your place or to any place that takes these electronics and recycles them.
Specifically in our case, what we do is we'll get items in and we evaluate them for marketability. Our primary goal is to put stuff back to work. And I myself am a former IT guy, and several of my employees are former IT guys. What we do is we evaluate the products, figure out, are they marketable? Are they refurbishable? Things that are marketable, refurbishable, we put them back together and put them back on the market. Things like computers, what we do is we always wipe all the data clean on all of the hard drives. We use a Department of Defense standard for that. And then items that are not marketable, what we do is we take them apart for their parts, pieces, and we sort out all the different items that are inside them and you collect them and then ship them off to downstream recyclers.
And so what items are in the most demand from these downstream recyclers?
Well, the downstream recyclers are interested in anything. They'll buy boards, they buy monitors, they buy TVs, they buy basically everything. You know, recyclable categories from, you know, a couple pennies a pound up to, you know, literally, you know, 30, 40, 50, even hundreds of dollars per pound. What we do is we actually sort it out and try to maximize the amount of revenue we can generate from it.
And so what is the most valuable part of an electronic component to be recycled?
By weight, it would be older CPUs, the actual processing unit of the actual computers. Those are the things that are worth, you know, can be worth a couple hundred dollars a pound. Each one of them only weighs about less than an ounce. So having one or two is not really worth very much, but when you end up with a pound or two or five or 10 of, you know, old 86 processors, then you're looking at, you know, several hundred dollars worth of money and just a couple pounds of stuff.
The biggest challenge for you then, or anybody in your industry then, at your scale anyway, what is the biggest challenge?
Well, the biggest challenge we face actually is having the flow come in a method that we can handle it and keeping it flowing without being overwhelmed. That's our biggest challenge. Our second biggest challenge is keeping the right number of bodies in our company. We had a couple of situations where we were very understaffed and things kind of sat around and we weren't maximizing things. We had a couple of situations where we had too many people and it ended up almost killing us. So finding the right size and the right flow is really is the biggest challenge.
So you're in a very cyclical business?
We aren't terribly cyclical per se. It's just the availability of the items sometimes can be cyclical. We have good relationships probably with maybe 40 or 50 or 60 regular customers, business customers. And they end up being cyclical. They'll cycle their electronics, new computers, new printers, new things through on a regular basis. But each one of them is on a different cycle. And sometimes we'll hear from them four or five or six times in a year. Other times we won't hear of them for 9 or 10 or 12 months at a time.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Alan Peltzman is founder of Allen Recycling. He joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in West Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.